Blog Talk Radio.
Open up a champagne, pop it. Smile, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come home in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, kiss to me. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we did. Sometimes you gotta stay in.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our house. This is the BFT Fantasy Football Show. Thanks for joining us live or downloading later, wherever you are. We genuinely appreciate the support. I'm your host, Joe Jefferson, as always, lead editor of BFTFantasyFootball.com. As always, joined by my co-host, Dave Tripoli, affectionately known as Dave Terp around these parts. Week four of the NFL season in the books. Really exciting to be with you guys, talk about ways to improve your fantasy lineups with some free agents you might be able to add this week. We'll talk about what we saw last week, and we'll talk about some game previews on what we might be seeing next week for week five. Again, the big news for the season, again, for those who have not heard, BFD has joined ScoutFantasy.com. All of our content is exclusively on their site for this season. And they are sponsoring this show that you're listening to this evening. So please join us over at ScoutFantasy.com for only $12. You'll get the remainder of the season if you use promo code BFD16. Again, birth, football, death, 16, BFD16. And you'll get three free months. That $12 is good for 1 month. That promo code will get you the three free. That'll carry you through the rest of the fantasy football season. Feel free to cancel at any time. Hey, without any further ado, let's get on the show. Bring on my co-host, Dave Tripoli. How you doing, Dave Terp?
Doing very well. Ready to go.
All right, baby. How'd week four treat you?
Week four was pretty good. I mean, big spots. A.J. Green came up big. Guys like Kobe Fleener didn't come up big. But, I mean, overall, it was a pretty solid week all around. Got a lot of wins. It's always positive.
No doubt, man. You were on A.J. Green. That was awesome. Pick from last week. You know, a lot to talk about, you know, maybe some, you know, guys who, you know, didn't produce or guys who blew up. You know, of course, Julio goes off ridiculous, 300 receiving yards. You are pretty bullish on him for the remainder of the season going forward?
Absolutely. I mean, he probably could have got a lot more. I just don't understand Sean McDermott and the Carolina Panthers, what they were doing. I mean, how does a guy catch 300, you know, yards against you? I mean, they realistically don't have much of other targets. I mean, Sanu's okay. Tammy's had a solid year, but what really is he? I mean, the running backs are solid, but how do you not triple team him? It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're not giving any confidence to your rookie corners. It just made no sense, and what an impressive game. And I don't know many teams that started Julio Jones in any format that lost.
Yeah, on the flip side of that, you know, Rob Gronkowski, second week in action, only one catch. You know, what do you think about Rob Gronkowski? Of course, week five is the return of Tom Brady, so everybody looking forward to that, I'm sure. What do you think about Gronkowski moving forward?
I'm actually very worried about Gronkowski. Yeah, I saw a report that came out today that his injury, you know, his hamstring is a little bit more serious than people are coming out to be. I know Tom Brady's back this week, so Gronkowski's a must play. But, I mean, you're going to see really early in this, like, is Gronkowski really banged up? It's definitely a name to watch, and especially a name not to give up on is Martellus Bennett, because Martellus Bennett with Tom Brady is a top five tight end in this league without Gronk. I mean, if Gronk's banged up in any way, he's definitely a name to watch. But, you know, Gronk has to show me something and show me something soon, especially with Brady back, for me to have any confidence in him.
Yeah, on to some other injury news. In Denver, Trevor Siemian with the shoulder, AC joint sprain, considered day-to-day. Interesting to see if he'll be ready to play. If not, maybe Paxton Lynch era begins a little sooner than some expected. He looked pretty good, didn't you think?
He looked very good, but, I mean, Coach Kubiak already came out and said this is Trevor Siemian's job. I mean, there's nothing that you would think that would take that from him unless he's going to be out for an extended period of time. Paxton Lynch was impressive. Realistically, the Denver Broncos, you're an avid Denver Broncos fan, and their defense is ridiculous. Their receivers are ridiculous. Their running game is extremely solid. As long as the quarterback doesn't make many mistakes, they're going to be right there at the end. And Paxton Lynch, as long as he follows the game plan like he did last week, the Denver Broncos are going to continue to be at 12-4, 13-3 team, because that defense is just ridiculous right now.
Yeah, they really shut down Tampa last week. You mentioned Cam Newton with a concussion. He's going to get an extra day to be cleared because his game's on Monday night. But we're kind of in the air. I guess you'll have to wait and see with Cam Newton concussion. You never really know, but expect him to play. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I expect him to be out there. It's definitely, they got to be really cautious with it. Derek Anderson didn't look awful in spot duty outside of that one terrible throw when they were trying to come back. I expect Cam to be out there. Nothing to really worry about as of right now.
Carson Palmer also with a concussion, chance to play on Thursday night. Of course, he's got the opposite situation, a few less days to get cleared. What do you think his chances are?
I don't see how he plays. I mean, I know they're saying they're a little more optimistic, but if you can't beat the San Francisco 49ers with Drew Stanton, you really deserve to be 1-4. The Arizona Cardinals have been a colossal disappointment this year. Many people expected them to be in the Super Bowl, going against New England, going against Denver, preseason picks. And they have been a straight dud. I mean, losing the games they've lost to Jimmy Garoppolo and Case Keenum, I mean, Bruce Arians should be embarrassed right now. The Arizona Cardinals are the biggest disappointment in the NFL right now.
Yeah, John Brown, probably the lone bright spot last week, had been kind of coming back from that injury. So at least good to see him get some targets and receptions, don't you think?
Totally was a little outside the box. I mean, there's not many people that were on John Brown last week. I mean, Michael Floyd has been pretty much a disappointment to start the season. And Larry Fitzgerald was pretty much shut down last week, which was extremely shocking against, even though the St. Louis Rams, keeps calling them St. Louis. The LA Rams were defensively a good team. I didn't expect a John Brown show last week.
Doug Martin, likely to be held out through the week 6 by Charles Sims, injured his knee during the Denver game, came back, should be okay for Monday night. Is he your preferred Buccaneer running back?
I mean, obviously if Sims is going to be 100%, he's the guy you got to use. But if you're looking for a spot week one, week starter, if your depth is a little suspect or you got guys off, Jaquizz Rodgers might be a guy you want to plug in there this week. Carolina, they should win the game. Defensively, they should have something to prove. But, I mean, this isn't the Carolina defense it was last year. I mean, they got gutted in every aspect of that game against Atlanta. And realistically, they haven't been playing great defense this year. So, if you're looking for an under-the-radar guy, especially if you have Sims as your starter, I'd pick up Rodgers just as a backup, just in case, because – I mean, clearly rumors are coming out that the coach wants to, take back Sims's, heavy role that he's been getting. So Rodgers could be the benefactor of that.
Yeah, I like Jaquizz Rodgers too. He can catch the football. He can run the football. He's a guy that might fly under the radar. If Sims is a little more banged up, Rodgers could get some more looks. Speaking of backup running backs, Chris Johnson, concussion, was placed on the IR, surprisingly. Means he's out at least 8 weeks, and some speculating he might be out the rest of the season. Really surprising. What do you think about Chris Johnson? What do you think about the backup running back situation in Arizona?
Very, very, very surprising. He kind of came out of left field because, frankly, I didn't even know he got hurt. It's pretty much been the David Johnson show so far. I mean, I've heard it's been more of a groin injury. I know he had a concussion, but they said he had a sports hernia. I think it came out late today. Von Taylor is another name to watch if you're really depth. Andre Ellington's still in town. Kerwin Williams. Realistically, I don't think you're going to be picking up any of those guys. I mean, if you got to pick up one, I think Andre Ellington's the most upside guy. barring a David Johnson injury, I wouldn't do anything.
No doubt. I think Ellington's worth owning at this point, though, you know, just on the outside chance that Johnson gets injured. But, you know, especially if you're a Johnson owner, I guess Ellington might be a good call at this point. Jamal Charles plays limited last week, says he's at 100%, admitted, though, that, you know, his original plan was not to play until after the bye. But with Kachandrick West out, you know, kind of forced him into the lineup. You like Charles moving forward after this bye week?
I do like him, but I still think Spencer Ware is going to get touches. I mean, he has a little fumble problems this year. Definitely something to watch, but Kansas City is going to run the football. So whoever their running back is, whether it's Charles, whether it's Ware, has very, very good value. I expect Charles to get, you know, plenty of work after the bye. Will Andy Reid trust him? Is he 100%? A lot of unknown right now, but I expect a big Charles workload the week after the bye. You'll really see what, you know, the carries are going to be between him and Ware.
Yeah, he should be ready to go. I agree. And, you know, at least when he's healthy, you got to ride him, I think.
Absolutely.
Arian Foster didn't practice today. Doesn't look great for him to return this week. What do you make of the Dolphins running back situation?
Scary, because realistically, it's non-existent. I mean, there's so many guys, and realistically, outside of Arian Foster, they're just not very good. I mean, Damian Williams getting touches, Kenyon Drake, Jay Ajayi. I mean, that team's a disaster right now. Outside of, you know, the receivers led by, you know, Jarvis Landry, they really don't got nothing. That defensive side of the ball is atrocious right now. They don't have a cornerback. It's probably an NFL cornerback. So it's really, really something to watch. But nothing I'm even looking at from a fantasy perspective.
Let's see. Ryan Matthews expected to play this week. What's up in Philly? Is he going to get back his starting job?
I mean, I think he's going to get it right away, but I think you're going to start seeing the younger guys to start getting more touches. Wendell Smallwood's getting a lot of hype in Philly, around town, you know, young backs, young legs. Ryan Matthews always hurt. If Wendell Smallwood's still available on your waiver wire, which he pretty much I don't think is, after all the hype he got last week, I would get him, and I would get him quick, because he could be a guy that could emerge, because the Philadelphia Eagles will still run the ball. We're not going to turn into a all-out, you know, aerial show with Carson Wentz. They do have a lot of good rushing matchups coming up. Detroit's terrible against the run. The Redskins aren't very good against the run. I mean, they do have a couple tough matchups against Minnesota coming up, and then Dallas at the end of the month. But if Smallwood can emerge and Ryan Matthews is still banged up, Wendell Smallwood or Kenyon Barner could be very, very solid for you down the stretch, especially with the running back position the way it is. They both should be on rosters.
Yeah, I like Smallwood's upside. You know, Darren Sproles, though, I think is, you know, a great PPR play just moving forward, at least for this week against the Lions, don't you think?
100%. Darren Sproles is a must start in any format going forward. I don't see any reason, especially with the running back position being so crazy, that Darren Sproles is the number one running back option in Philly for the rest of the season by far.
Okay.
Ranking them right now, I go Darren Sproles, Wendell Smallwood, Ryan Matthews, Kenyon Barner in that order of relevance the rest of the season. And Sproles is leaps and bounds above them.
Great breakdown. I love it. I'm on board with that exactly. You know, going back to the Dolphins running back real quick, I do like Kenyon Drake, you know, just kind of by process of elimination there in Miami. Let's see. Tevin Coleman has some sickle cell kind of issues. You know, expected to be okay. Just something, I guess, to mention or be aware of. Guy's balling otherwise, though. Dwayne Washington.
He's definitely a guy I would not start this week, though. The high altitude in Denver, and then just against that defense, I would expect him to ramp back Tevin Coleman this week. This could be a little bit of a Devonta Freeman show. If you have Tevin Coleman, I would not play him this week because the altitude will affect him.
Yeah, not only is it a terrible matchup, but, you know, that's why I mentioned the sickle cell issue. Thank you, because of the matchup. Great point there. So, yeah, I agree with that. Sit Coleman and start Freeman. Dwayne Washington leaves the game with an ankle injury last week. Don't really know much. Something to be aware of. What do you make of the Lions?
offense.
I mean, he got a lot of hype last week. A lot of people were hyping him up to have a big game against the Bears. Really didn't do anything. Got hurt, left the game. And the running game, outside of a little bit from Theo Riddick, was non-existent. Zach Zenner is a name to watch, but I don't like him this week against a good Eagles front four. That running back position I'd stay away from right now. If you got to start somebody, you start Riddick.
No doubt, especially in PPR formats, of course. Kenneth Dixon looks like he's finally might be on track to play in week five. Of course, Terrence West goes off last week, has a career day. What do you make of the Raven backfield?
All aboard the Kenneth Dixon train. He's been riding for a while. I tried to pick him up. I know you've picked him up in a lot of spots. It's time. He might not do it this week, but I expect him to be a top 15 running back the rest of the season, you know, hoping at least. They just cut Justin Forsett today. Terrence West had a very nice game last week, very impressive, but this is Kenneth Dixon's show. He's an impressive rookie, a guy that I really like coming in this season. Hopefully he makes me, you know, makes me a lot of money owning him. I wouldn't use him this week just because I think they're going to work him back in, but this will be his job very soon.
Yeah, I like that. So, you know, as far as, let's say, Smallwood and West, who's got more value? Who do you want to pick up on the wire this
Smallwood.
Week?
If I'm this week, Smallwood or West, I probably start West. And that's, I mean, obviously, if Ryan Matthews doesn't play, you're using Smallwood. But if it was me, I would use West just because I think that Kenneth Dixon is going to be eased back in, and West is still going to get another chance to maybe take the job.
Yeah, as far as free agents, though, I mean, which one would you want?
Oh, if it's Smallwood versus West, I'm taking Smallwood's upside all day.
Yeah,
all day.
For the rest of the season,
I'll gamble with Smallwood.
All right, let's move on to some wide receiver injuries. You know, Kevin White getting an MRI on that ankle. We'll know a little bit more later this week. My boy Eddie Royal steps right in, though, and delivers a big-time week. What do you make of the Bears?
I mean, I don't see how Kevin White should be on many fantasy teams right now. I mean, he has not looked good in any aspect of any game so far this season. He looks slow. He looks sluggish. He does not look back from the injury. I mean, Eddie Royal is clearly the guy you need to, you know, watch. Alshon Jeffery is still gonna get plenty of targets, which is definitely something that you're obviously going to use him in every format. And Zach Miller is still a big part of that team. I don't see how Kevin White should be on any fantasy roster right now.
Eli Rogers with turf toe, not going to play in week five. Who do you like at that wide receiver two in that explosive Steeler offense moving forward?
I said it last week, Sammy Coates. I mean, the guy is starting to get it a little bit more, and we do know they're going to throw the ball a ton in Pittsburgh. The Jets' defense has been suspect. Darrell Revis has clearly lost a big step. Definitely something to watch there. Sammy Coates is definitely a guy that if he's available, go get him quick because he could be a big impact player down the stretch.
You know, some guys who are probably not going to be back this week, but kind of status updates on, you know, Dez Bryant. You know, it seems like they're overly optimistic in Dallas on him. You know, probably, you know, hasn't been ruled out for this week, but a real long shot, I would think. And but there is some reports out there that he should beat the original, you know, 3-week timetable. So, you know, maybe not this week, but next week is kind of what I'm thinking, but certainly a possibility still for this week. What do you think? What do you make of Dez?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to play this week. I think he might miss a week, maybe two, not much more. And last week, I mean, they didn't really need him. Bryce Butler, you know, started and had an impressive game. Terrence Williams made a couple plays. Cole Beasley's consistent. You know, Jason Witten had his catches. Dak Prescott, I know you talked about in the preseason, you said he was going to be a big-time player. And I really wasn't a big fan. I can honestly say I like saying this more than I probably most people would think, but I was totally wrong. He's been very impressive, has not made any turnovers. I mean, he's staying in the offense. He's not trying to, you know, make any crazy plays. He's getting the ball to his running backs. He's getting the ball to his tight ends. You know, when Dez gets back, you know, he's getting him the ball. Dallas Cowboys right now are playing very good football, and it's led by Dak Prescott.
Yeah, no, Dak's playing real well. You know, probably better from a real football standpoint than from a fantasy standpoint. I was actually even more bullish, thinking he was going to be putting up more fantasy production than he has at this point. So even kind of disappointing me from a fantasy perspective, but he's playing real well for them. You think Tony Romo gets his job back ever?
Yes, he does, and it's going to be a terrible call. I'm telling you that right now. Jerry Jones doesn't have a set of balls, because if he did, Dak Prescott would be his quarterback for the rest of the season.
Woo, you heard it here first. Eric Decker, unlikely to play this week, it sounds like. He came out and saying, you know, even if I do, I'm not going to be 100% the rest of the way. And Nunwa, major beneficiary, don't you think?
Absolutely. Clearly the love affair at Ryan Fitzpatrick start and end. I mean, all that, you know, drama in the offseason about how we need Ryan Fitzpatrick. New York Jets are starting to realize that they don't need Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he has been dreadful the last two games. He went from being Joe Montana against the Bills to being an average, below average, and just awful quarterback the last 2 weeks. I mean, he is – I don't know how Brandon Marshall hasn't killed him, because them guys have been open the last couple games, and he is just missing them, and he is looking terrible doing it.
Yeah, 9 picks, I think, in the last 2 weeks, right, isn't it? And, you know, several more going back from there. You know, Brandon Marshall still defending his guy, though, going down, you know, drowning in the boat with Fitzpatrick, he says. So, I am surprised that he's making this many mistakes. I mean, I think, you know, part of his real appeal is to be kind of a game manager, a guy who can protect the football. So when he loses that ability, that becomes a real liability. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not Fitzpatrick can bounce back. I do suspect he will.
I don't.
No? Okay, interesting. We'll see. Virgil Green resumed practicing. I think he'll get a starting job back here in Denver. I think he's a, you know, guy who, you know, if you're struggling at tight end, he's probably available in a lot of spots. You can pick him up and play him. Jordan Cameron, still in the concussion protocol. That, you know, Dolphin tight end position really hasn't been very productive, though. Zach Ertz, looks like he's looking to play this week. You confirm that a little more locally?
Yeah, he's clear. He's clear to play. He'll be back out there at a great matchup against the Lions.
Yeah, start him if you got him. Julius Thomas missed last week. Kind of a game time decision, but it should be fine after the bye week, I would think. We talked about Rob Gronkowski already. You know, let's move on. You know, we probably talked, you know, this week, not as many free agents probably to talk about as normally there are every week. Who do you think are some of the big time ads? We talked about Terrence West. We talked about Anunua. Talked about Wendell Smallwood. We think about Bilal Powell, really surprised me last week. Now, this is the Bilal Powell I was really expecting from the beginning of the season, but with Matt Forte really dominating so many touches, you know, they were really riding Forte, but now seems like a more sustainable split with giving Powell some work, don't you think?
Definitely agree. I mean, Matt Forte looks like he's starting to hit the wall a little bit. I expect Powell to get a little bit more touches, a matchup this week against Pittsburgh that you would think favors Powell a little bit more. Definitely a guy I would add. I wouldn't go crazy, but, you know, definitely a guy I would look at.
You rather have Powell or West?
This week?
Moving forward, pal.
Pal.
Yeah. So it kind of just depends on your team needs as far as, you know, I think evaluating some of these guys, whether you want a Dixon or a West or a Powell or a Smallwood, those kind of decisions. Fozzie Whitaker probably shouldn't be available anywhere. We've talked about him several times on the show. Boy, really shows out from a PPR perspective last week and shows you what he can do. Let's talk about some quarterbacks. I think Carson Wentz is probably the guy to go get with a great matchup if you need somebody off a bye or even a potential starter the rest of the way, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, he's going to be the guy, obviously, for the rest of the season after an impressive 3-0 start. Number one ad if he's available, quarterback.
Probably number two in my mind is Joe Flacco with the icon, Steve Smith, really continuing to ball. And continuing to shake off that rust. We, you know, we talk about him every week. He continues to improve and puts up a huge week last week and looks great as their number one option. Flacco got a receiving tight end, couple speedy options, and Wallace and Perryman. Looks good for Flacco, don't you think, the rest of the way?
Absolutely. Flacco should be on fantasy rosters right now. He should not be sitting on waiver wires. Go get him. They have plenty of weapons. We love Steve Smith. That guy's a warrior. He can play for me when he's 45 years old. He plays harder than most of the receivers in the NFL right now. Coming back from that injury, I mean, you can only say so many good things about him.
I know, dude. Dude's a baller, man. I fucking love that guy. It's ridiculous. Dak Prescott, we talked about him already. I think he's a guy to add. You know, if those two guys aren't available, he'd probably be my number three. Brock Osweiler been up and down, but with Will Fuller playing as good as he has been, with DeAndre Hopkins getting the double coverages, you got to like some of his options. You think you could ride Brock in a, you know, bye-week situation?
It all depends on the matchup. I mean, this week against Minnesota, absolutely not. I mean, it would all depend on these guys you're playing. I mean, if you're really desperate at quarterback and you go one quarterback like most of us do, I mean, you got to look for a matchup. If you're looking for a matchup this week, I said it last week against Detroit, number one guy I would look at that's way under the radar is Brian Hoyer again. You know, very good numbers last week against Detroit. They play Indianapolis this week. I would ride him again because both teams' defenses stink. Both teams, you know, obviously Andrew Luck's going to put up his points. So garbage points or not, they all count. Brian Hoyer this week would be one guy that if you're really desperate at quarterback, I would use.
You know, we talked about kind of the obvious choices at running back, Powell, West, Dixon, Smallwood, Fozzie Whitaker, Dwayne Washington, even though he's banged up. Let's name some other guys who might be available. Some shallow local leagues, guys might have dropped James White with Tom Brady coming back and him getting a little more action last week. You think this means good things for James White moving forward?
Absolutely. I've not cut him in any league I've had him. I mean, with Tom Brady, it's totally different. Jacoby Brissett's not there anymore. Brady loves that, you know, scat back out of the backfield, the Vereens of the world. I expect James White, who hasn't been terrible early in the season, to only get better.
We talked about some of the Miami Dolphins options. You know, again, I kind of like Drake. You know, Ajayi probably might be most folks' option, but you know, not a lot to like there with not a lot of production and Arian Foster's comeback sort of looming. But Foster might not stick around for very long. So I suppose if you got some spots, Miami Dolphins running backs might make some sense. Orleans Darkwa, you know, kind of the lead guy. But, you know, they've got a lot of running backs in New York who haven't really separated themselves. Paul Perkins is a guy named last week who I think is still a great upside stash. Showed his playmaking ability on Monday night, didn't you think?
Absolutely, but he also shows he can't block. So rookie running backs who can't block, it's going to be very, very tough for them to stay on the field, especially with a suspect offensive line in New York. I mean, that's the only thing you got to watch. I mean, all these rookie running backs have potential. They have upside. There's plenty of them that are stored right now that are ready to go. But if you can't block in the NFL on third down, you're not going to be in the game. So Paul Perkins got blown up twice last night by Anthony Barr. So that's definitely something to watch because if he can't block, you're going to have veterans out there who can.
Nah, great point. But, you know, Perkins is a guy got pretty on the cheap last week, so definitely worth the stash. Looks like he played almost a quarter of the snaps last week. You know, obviously Jennings might be coming back and changing all that. But, you know, I think that long catch and run that he had, you know, made him look like a playmaker who, if I'm a coach, I'm thinking, hey, maybe I need to get him the ball a little more because Rashard Jennings, Orleans Darkwa, you know, don't really excite me. Yeah, but Bobby Rainey, I suppose, you know, kind of plays that same role, and he was pretty solid. So it is kind of a crapshoot right now. DeAndre Washington, you know, if he's available, probably shouldn't be available anywhere. What do you make of the Oakland running back situation? You know, kind of still a lot of competition. Murray, the starter, of course, but Jalen Richard, I feel like right behind Washington at the three spot still, right?
They're all right there, and really what that means for us is if Latavius Murray is really the only guy you could use, just hoping that they finally ever just give him the ball. Other than that, it's a running back situation that I'm totally avoiding.
You know, if you can stash a DeAndre Washington, you know, I think he's a guy you got to continue to hold on to. Latavius Murray injury or, you know, the coaching staff wanting to move away from him potentially later in the year with this three-headed situation could change.
potential production if it were to consolidate, potentially worth a roster spot. Cameron Artis Payne, I don't really even think is really a guy worth adding at this point. Stewart could miss a couple more games, but just nothing really exciting there with Fozzie Whitaker really being the upside guy, don't you think?
100%. It's really surprising to me that the Carolina Panthers have not added a running back somewhere. I mean, how do you not draft? I mean, Jonathan Stewart has never been a big-time running back. Serviceable, yes. Big-time, no. They have no rookie running backs on that team that could do anything. It's very surprising. It's definitely a position that they have ignored, and it's definitely bitten them really hard because Fozzie Whitaker's good in PPR formats, but they have no rushing attack right now. And Cam Newton needs somebody to run the ball because if not, he's going to get killed. And you saw that last week.
You're in PPR leagues. There's kind of a tier of guys who can catch the football but don't have a ton of upside. C.J. Spiller, in my mind, kind of leads that class. You know, comes back for the Seahawks this week and, you know, gets ahead of the rookie C.J. Procise, it looks like, in that receiving role. So, in my mind, in a PPR league, he's probably, you know, the next best running back to add after the guys we've kind of chatted about. Josh Ferguson's a guy I mentioned before who can kind of catch the football in Indianapolis, like his receiving ability. Chris Thompson as well, kind of a low-end add. You like Chris, you like any of those? You like Jacquizz Rodgers more than most of those guys I just mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, I like Chris Thompson. He's a guy that's always going to have value. The Redskins, I mean, they ran the ball last week, but realistically, they're a throwing team. Chris Thompson's going to be in, you know, a lot more than you would think because that defense just isn't very good, and they have a lot of shootout potential matchups coming up. Definitely like Chris Thompson if he's available.
Asiata, you think he's worth the roster spot? Dexter McCluster, what about him?
I expect Dexter McCluster to be more involved. It's the Melvin Gordon show pretty much every down. Asiata in a touchdown league, yes, but other than that, Jerick McKinnon, you know, had a nice game last week, had a couple of nice runs, scored a touchdown. He's the guy there.
Going to some receivers who might be available in some leagues. Michael Thomas, probably kind of the lead of what might be available. We talked about Steve Smith and Quincy Enunwa. Shouldn't be available anywhere. You know, Michael Thomas might be a more realistic target. Adam Humphreys comes to mind. Oh, actually, Sammy Coates would probably be my guy we talked about a little bit earlier. What do you think about Robert Woods? Is he worth a spot at this point?
He's the number one receiver right now. Any number one receiver has value. I mean, he had a nice game last week. Looks to be getting targets with Sammy Watkins out for a while. I really think it's going to be him and Charles Clay the rest of the season. You're never going to get dominating outings, but I think a touchdown's always in play for Woods. He seems to be with the new offensive coordinator getting more targets, and absolutely, I would pick him up.
Have we heard about Watkins? I know he's on IR, obviously, but they were saying maybe.
Back. I mean, I don't see, unless they're really in the playoffs, you know, position that he would be back. I mean, I think he's almost cuttable.
Mm-hmm. That's what I guess I'm getting. Should I be cutting him here? I've only got him in a couple spots, but definitely will be considered cutting him this week. But suppose if there's some hope, it's difficult to cut him. But I guess I'll take a look at my team needs there. Jamison Crowder, man, shouldn't be available anywhere.
No, he definitely should not be available anywhere. And if he is, he has to be right behind, you know, right there with Sammy Coates as the top ad this week.
Nelson Aguilar might still be available in some spots. You like him as an ad?
I like him and Doriel Green Beckham. I actually like Green Beckham slightly more. I think he's going to continue to, you know, get more looks throughout the season. Coming off the bye, I mean, he started getting, you know, playing a lot more against Pittsburgh, made a couple plays, nothing crazy yet, but the upside's still there and the touchdown, you know, obviously around the goal line, he is a big target. They haven't used him yet, which is a little surprising, but I like Green Beckham slightly more than Aguilar right now. It's definitely a name that probably will be available in most leagues.
Kenny Britt, you know, guy we talked about, you know, not a sexy ad, but still guy who might be available. Jeremy Curley flashes again, probably picked up after week one flash and maybe dropped. Worth an ad again?
He is. I mean, he's a guy that San Francisco is going to be behind. You know, I like him. I don't love him. He's definitely going to be an inconsistent player. Definitely something that, you know, number one target right now, but not a crazy ad.
Anybody else you want to mention it or give a shout out to a wide receiver here?
Outside the box, I mean, Rishard Matthews, you know, flashed a little bit, nothing crazy. Chris Conley a little bit. Again, in matchups, you know, Terrence Williams could be a spot start this week with Bryce Butler against Cincinnati if Dez does not play. Outside of that, nothing too crazy. Nothing I'd really give nuts over. I mean, a couple guys made some plays, but nothing that's going to be big in the fantasy circle.
Marquez Lee worth a roster spot in deeper formats?
No.
Bryce Butler?
Yes, for a week maybe, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Any tight ends sort of worth adding? Tyler Eifert looks like he's getting closer. Shouldn't be available anywhere. Hunter Henry, you know, kind of the starter with Gates out. Probably shouldn't be. You should get another great start out of Hunter Henry this week. His value may come down once Gates comes back, but still could be a guy who might be playable with San Diego needing to have targets, don't you think?
No, I don't think he's going to be playable when Gates comes back personally. I mean, he's had opportunities the last 2 weeks. I know he caught a touchdown last week, but he could have done so much more. Dropped a touchdown, you know, had a couple more plays he could have made. If Antonio Gates comes back and he's 100%, I expect this to be the Antonio Gates show. Not something I'm really worried about. Hunter Henry, pretty much say he's cuttable or very close to it when Gates comes back.
Zach Miller, guy kind of talked up to pick up, scored last week, but not as much as I kind of hoped for. Still a solid ad. Cameron Brate, kind of same thing. You know, digging a little bit deeper, you know, I'd be looking at the Jesse James, Jacob Tammies, Clive Walford, Charles Clay of the world.
Ryan Griffin's another name who's starting to get a little bit more involved. I mean, he's not setting the world on fire, but he's definitely a guy who's getting a little targets. Garrett Celek, especially if Vance McDonald does not play, could be a sneaky Thursday night guy. Not somebody I'm crazy about.
How about Jack Doyle splitting with Dwayne Allen, kind of splitting time there with him? Either of those guys worth playing ever?
I personally think they both stink. Dwayne Allen is so overrated. Jack Doyle's actually been the better tight end, but the inconsistency of both, I don't know how you start either unless you're desperate. I mean, I would still use Dwayne Allen over Doyle, but to me, they both stink.
No doubt. Hey,
another name who's way outside the box, Larry Donnell left the Giants game on Monday night with concussion. So if you're looking for a guy who could be a week, you know, 1 week guy or maybe a 2 week guy, Will Ty, who had a little bit of a shining, you know, a couple moments last year, could be a guy against the Green Bay in a matchup that could be a little bit of a shootout Sunday night football. If you're looking for a deep, deep name, Will Ty could be a guy this week, especially he could be really cheap in daily formats.
You expect, let's go on to some game reviews here in just a second. Just as a reminder, everybody, you're listening to the BFD Fantasy Football Show brought to you by ScoutFantasy.com. Please join us over at ScoutFantasy.com for all of our great content. Not only we get my advice, you also get lots of other great experts they have over there. You can join for only $12 if you use my promo or for a month. If you use my promo code BFD16, you'll also get 3 free months that'll carry you through the rest of the season. That's promo code BFD16 at checkout. So it'll be just $12 for the rest of the season for a ton of great content. Get on over there and join us, please. Let's get on to some game reviews here, buddy. See what we see for next week. Who we got on Thursday?
Arizona, San Francisco. I mean, this is not a really appetizing game from a fantasy perspective, especially if Carson Palmer does not play. I mean, Drew Stanton still should have a solid game. I expect Larry Fitzgerald to be involved, John Brown, Michael Floyd. Not crazy stats, but enough. I expect it to be a David Johnson show, you would think, especially with Chris Johnson being done for the season. David Johnson to get all the work. From a San Francisco perspective, you're looking at Carlos Hyde, and I wouldn't use anybody else. You would think the Arizona defense is going to be really pissed off, really ready to hit somebody, really ready to hurt somebody, and I really think this could be a Cardinals beatdown, you would think, hopefully.
Yeah, and so therefore you like Fitzgerald and Floyd.
Yeah, I mean, I would use Fitzgerald with confidence. Floyd and Brown, I would use them. Obviously, with bye weeks, you're going to have to use those guys a lot more. It could be a week-to-week who's going to be better. Definitely, you know, two guys I would watch, though.
Niners receiver worth playing?
Jeremy Curley, if I'm desperate, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Sunday, Patriots at Browns.
Tom Brady is back, and I expect him to make a scene really quick. I mean, you'll see what Gronk is. Gronk's healthy. If Gronk's 100%, really going to see what he's about. Julian Edelman, they all get their value back. Danny Amendola has value now. You know, LeGarrette Blount, I think, loses value a little bit. James White gains value. I still expect him to run the ball a lot, but not heavy as much as you think. Martellus Bennett's definitely not a guy I would cut. Definitely a guy that could have value if Gronk's hurt. From a Cleveland perspective, Isaiah Crowell has been impressive. Very, very solid week again last week. Terrell Pryor is clearly the lead option. 100% must start. Outside of that, Tom Brady, and more Tom Brady. And what should be a complete blowout.
Yeah, like you said, I do expect Tom Brady to make a scene on his return. Expect the New England Patriots to want to make a statement in this game. And like you said, I think Terrell Pryor is probably the only real playable Brown. What do you think about Barnage?
I say no.
Moving on to Eagles at Lions.
Definitely start almost all the Eagles. Ertz, you're starting. Jordan Matthews are starting. I think Green Beckham could be sneaky in this game. Carson Wentz is a top 10 quarterback this week. Eagles defense, one of the best values on DraftKings this week. Definitely a value I would look at. This Detroit team is in shambles right now. Marvin Jones is clearly the bright spot from a running back perspective. Nobody I'm using except maybe Theo Riddick in PPR formats. Golden Tate got benched last week. You know, wasn't on the field. Anquan Boldin, non-existent. Eric Ebron could be a little sneaky this week. Matthew Stafford, if you have another option, I would use him. But the Detroit Lions are a hungry team, but this game just smells like an Eagles beatdown, unfortunately. They got embarrassed last year at Detroit on Thanksgiving, and Jim Schwartz coming back to where the Lions, who fired him. I don't know. I just don't see much bright spot in the Detroit Lions this week outside of Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I love the analysis there, man. Not a whole lot to add on that one. Solid. Chicago Bears at Indianapolis Colts.
I mentioned it earlier. Brian Hoyer, I would start him this week, and actually I would start him with confidence in this game. I mean, the defense for the Indianapolis Colts isn't very good. Jordan Howard looked very good last week. Must start in this game. Alshon Jeffrey, you're using him. Eddie Royal, you're using him. Zach Miller, you're using him. From an Indianapolis perspective, Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, all day. Should have a monster game. Top three player this week on, you know, daily formats, in my opinion, is T.Y. Hilton. I expect him to really be targeted and have a lot of deep touchdowns instead of the two, you know, dink and dunks he's been having. Really, Frank Gore, I don't love. I never love Frank Gore. I never can get behind him. He's a professional, but I just don't see his upside. Philip Dorsett, outside of a long touchdown last week, really didn't do anything. And we've already mentioned the tight end position from Dwayne Allen and Jack Doyle. If you've got to use somebody, use Dwayne Allen, but that's it. Not with confidence.
Yeah, I'm just higher on Gore than you are, just generally. I think Gore is a solid start in this game. Philip Dorsett. Just perpetually. And I don't know. I feel like Gore's been coming through for me this year at a lot of solid spots where I need him for bye week kind of stuff. Dude's been solid. Came through for, you know, like a 20 burger for me last week. That's all I need from Frank Gore off my bench. That's for darn sure. Philip Dorsett, you know, also one of my boys who I think I'm a bit higher on than you are. Disappointed the dude's not catching as many passes or getting as many looks as I would hope, but had the long touchdown last week, so I haven't lost hope on Philip Dorsett. Tennessee Titans at Miami Dolphins.
Ugly, ugly game from a fantasy perspective, but could be one that's sneaky in certain spots. Obviously, DeMarco Murray is number one player with Jarvis Landry on the Dolphins side of the ball. Outside of that, you're going to be really, really scrapping in this game. Delanie Walker has, you know, is back, but is he really 100%? Their receivers just aren't getting it done right now, and Marcus Mariota isn't much better. He's been serviceable, but just not making the big plays he made last season. From Miami's perspective, Tannehill sneaky in this game, could put up big numbers. Devontae Parker is a name to watch. From a running back perspective, man, I don't know how you start any of them with confidence. I just read a report maybe about 5 minutes ago that, you know, the coach Adam Gase said he's not going to be using all these running backs, and it could be a Jay Ajayi start and Kenyon Drake getting mixed in. I mean, I believe it when I see it. I wouldn't start. If I'm starting one, I'm going to go with the beat writers and start Jay Ajayi, but I'm not doing that with confidence.
Yeah, I can't have a lot of confidence the way Ajayi's been playing. Again, my boy is Kenyon Drake in that situation, but if you're playing Drake, you're super desperate. I would not advise that, obviously. I'm a little bit higher on Walker than you are, the tight end for Tennessee. I think he got a season high in targets last week, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, maybe not at 100%, but like that they were still going to him. A guy I continue to be fairly high on is Kenny Stills. Played, I think, 100% of their snaps last week, if I'm not mistaken. Could be a sneaky start here. And if he gets some over-the-top plays, particularly if Parker's still not 100%. What do you think about Kenny Stills?
Yeah, he's playing a lot of snaps. He just needs to get the targets in a game. You know, Devontae Parker, Jarvis Landry's going to get his. Devontae Parker is clearly, you know, starting to get there. But Kenny Stills is playing a lot of snaps. So snaps means, you know, potential. So he's definitely a guy that could be sneaky this week.
Yeah, I like that. Washington Redskins at Baltimore Ravens.
Very under the radar game. Kirk Cousins had a, you know, very impressive game with Jordan Reed last week. Outside of that, Matt Jones is going to get a lot of pub this week. I don't like him this week against, you know, a good Ravens rushing attack. Pierre Garçon, he's been okay. DeSean Jackson is as bipolar as they come in fantasy football. Jameson Crowder is the best receiver on this team as of right now from a fantasy perspective. Baltimore Ravens, Steve Smith, we love him. Nothing else you can say about him. Dennis Pitta was definitely a letdown last week in what many thought was a very good matchup. I like Joe Flacco a lot this week. Yes, he's going to be thrown against Josh Norman, but he doesn't have to throw on that side of the field all day, and that other side is abysmal. The safeties stink. The defense is in shambles right now with injuries. Terrence West should get the majority of the carries in this game, but like I said, if Kenneth Dixon's available, go get him now because he could be a guy that could carry fantasy teams that are running back, you know, worrisome the rest of the season.
Sorry, you got to pick up the pace. Tennessee Texans at Minnesota Vikings.
Texans, Brock Osweiler, I'm not using him this week. Lamar Miller is not the best matchup, but you got to use him. You drafted him early. Hopkins, same thing. Will Fuller has, you know, been impressive as they come. Might be the rookie of the year right now up there with, you know, Wentz and Prescott. From a Minnesota perspective, Stephon Diggs you're using, McKinnon you're using. I'm not using Sam Bradford ever in fantasy football. His ceiling is only so high. Kyle Rudolph is a must start in this game.
Yeah, I like that. New York Jets at Pittsburgh Steelers.
Use all Steelers. We don't even got to talk about that. Coach Le'Veon, Big Ben, Antonio Brown. Use them all. Marcus Wheaton if you're really desperate. What was that?
Jesse James too.
I don't know about Jesse James. He just doesn't get enough targets for me. From a Jets perspective, Brandon Marshall, absolutely. Matt Forte, I would use him, pal. I mean, if you're really, really desperate, he's not the worst player in this game. Outside of that, you know, I always say his name wrong. Quincy, I'll just call him. Definitely should be a target. And New Wow, whatever his name is, should be a, you know, very, very good target in this game. Should get plenty of work because the Steelers secondary, as well as they played last week against Kansas City, isn't very good.
Oh, I'm just entertained by you trying to pronounce Inunua. I think that's going to be a new thing.
I'm very bad with pronunciations. I can admit that. Very bad.
That was funny. Atlanta Falcons at Denver Broncos.
Everybody's going to be on Julio and Matt Ryan this week just to see all the hype. Denver Broncos defense is the best in football, the best secondary, the best pass rush. I'm not using them with confidence anywhere. I mean, Devonta Freeman should get a majority of the work with what we mentioned about Tevin Coleman and his issues, you know, with the altitude. From a Broncos perspective, I expect Paxton Lynch to start this game. And I kind of like him. He could be a little sneaky in this game. Demaryius Thomas and obviously Emmanuel Sanders are both guys you got to use in this format. C.J. Anderson has kind of been, after that big opening week, kind of been a little quiet. He's been okay, not great. But other than that, this game pretty much speaks for itself. No real sleepers.
I expect C.J. Anderson to kind of get back on track here in this game. I think Virgil Green's a little bit of a sneaker if you need to dig at tight end. I do like Julio in this game. I don't think they're going to throw for nearly as many yards, but Julio could still deliver. He is that bigger receiver who can still have, you know, the 100-yard touchdown game against the Broncos, but don't expect the world. Probably a fade from a daily perspective. Cincinnati Bengals at Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, I'm not in love with him in this spot. I do like Terrence Williams and Cole Beasley in this spot. Bryce Butler, if you're desperate, the receiving thing. Ezekiel Elliott is definitely a guy that will be heavily involved in this game. Cincinnati's defense have been playing better, but still are not up to par yet. From a Cincinnati perspective, love A.J. Green again. Tyler Boyd's sneaky in this game if you really want to get. Tyler Eifert should be back. From a running back perspective, you're going to use Jeremy Hill. You're probably going to use Gio Bernard in this game. Both I like.
You had to pick one. Which one you like better in this matchup?
That's a tough one. I'm probably going to go Jeremy Hill. He's safer.
Yeah, let's see. Who was it? Buffalo Bills at LA Rams.
Tyrod Taylor has, been okay. Robert Woods is the guy you use in this game. Obviously, DeSean McCoy. I like Charles Clay. The Rams' defense is playing very good. From offense perspective, Todd Gurley, you still got to use him. He's still not doing much, but you got to use him. Tavon Austin could be sneaky in this game because you're going to see a lot of man coverage from, the Bills, and they're probably going to blitz the shit out of Case Keenum. So guys like Tavon Austin, Brian Quick's a name we haven't mentioned yet, had a really good game last week. I don't expect that to continue. I think that was a one-game wonder type of move. Kenny Britt's been serviceable. I know he's a guy that, I rip on every week, but, he's putting up numbers every single week in fantasy football. They're not great, but they're serviceable. Not really the most appetizing fantasy game.
You like the Bills' defense?
Yes, I do.
Little sleeper D there. Should be available pretty much everywhere. San Diego Chargers at Oakland Raiders.
Love this game. Both defenses are, Raiders' defense has been playing better. But I don't think they're that good. They added rookie Carl Joseph to the secondary. He's been playing better. Chargers, they just can't win games late. Phillip Rivers is a guy you got to use. Obviously, Hunter Henry, if Gates doesn't play. Melvin Gordon's a must-start. He's a top-five running back right now. Travis Benjamin's a guy that, should be more active, but they're clearly, without Keenan Allen, they're a different team, and they're still putting up numbers, but the receiving core is very, very bipolar right now. Raiders, Crabtree's better than Cooper right now. I never thought I'd ever say that. I'm shocked that Amari Cooper's not more involved. Definitely expected a lot more from him. Running back position is very, very hot and cold. I still use Latavius Murray. Derek Carr and Phillip Rivers, both guys you must use in this game.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we haven't talked about him in this show. Dontrell Inman, what do you think of him?
He had a great week last week, but, again, I think it's going to be an every week type of deal with that team. You just don't know what you're going to get. And I expect it to be Inman 1 week, Williams 1 week, Henry 1 week, Benjamin 2 weeks. It's just I like Inman, but I don't love him.
Yeah, definitely worth the roster spot. Should be available in some spots. So I think he's worth going out and getting rostering for sure. New York Giants at Green Bay Packers.
Probably the game of the week, in my opinion. Definitely from a fantasy perspective, I expect Aaron Rodgers to have a monster game. Randall Cobb should be more involved. Jordy Nelson, Eddie Lacy, I'm never using. I'm glad I didn't draft him anywhere because he still stinks. Richard Rodgers could be a sneaky name in the game. I'll say it right now. You're going to hit me at the end of the show, but I'll just say it right now. Odell Beckham is my number one play in all aspects of all fantasy football this week, daily, regular. I expect him to have a monster, monster game against the Packers under the bright lights. I really expect this to be his breakout game. Really, really like him a lot this week. Giants, Sterling Shepard I use with confidence. Will tie if Larry Donnell does not play. Running backs, if I'm really, really desperate, if Jennings doesn't play, I guess Darkwah. Eli Manning, I guess you got to use him if you're really desperate at quarterback.
Love the Packers in this game as well. From a daily perspective, you either play Rodgers or Tom Brady?
I think Rodgers prevents the highest. Rodgers has the highest ceiling because the New England game could get out of hand quick.
Mm-hmm. And, boy, Odell Beckham's an interesting call, obviously, with his performance last week and kind of emotions kind of getting
and
the
all
best
the
of
comments
it.
From today, not enjoying football, they're not getting the ball. I mean, the diva's coming out of them, but I expect them to really, really – I expect them to get 15 targets plus in that game. I expect them to force feed in the ball.
I think it's going to go one way or another, I guess is all I'm saying. Either he's going to get
a
ton
I'm going to gamble on it. I really think it could be his weakest big, big day.
Love the call. Monday night, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Carolina Panthers.
Cam Newton should be fine. He's a must start, obviously. Kelvin Benjamin, you got to use him. Greg Olson, Fozzie Whitaker in a PPR format, definitely got to use him. Tampa Bay, Jameis Winston's playing terrible football right now, just throwing the ball to the other team way too much. I would look at Jaquizz Rodgers if Sims continues to miss practice. Definitely a name to watch as a sleeper, especially at the running back position. Mike Evans, you got to use him. Cameron Brate's a sneaky name in this game. Other than that, I'm not using anybody.
Okay, any start sits or any daily lineups you want to talk about? Oh, interesting tight end situation. Who do I have? Bennett, Hunter, and Walker. Who you like? You like Walker?
I mean, it depends if Antonio Gates doesn't play. If Antonio Gates doesn't play, I lean a little bit toward Henry, but Delanie Walker probably takes the cake. He's just more consistent targets.
Yeah, and rest of the way, you think Hunter Henry has the least value?
Least value, yes.
Mm-hmm. Any other daily plays you want to chat about? We got about 2 minutes left here.
Odell Beckham all day, every day.
Lots of different combinations, it sounds like.
Lots of Odell Beckham.
Do love that call in that Sunday night game. Could win some folks $1 million in fantastic.
Eddie Royal's another name if you really want to get outside the box.
All right. I like that. Eddie Royal. Cool, man. I think we'll have to leave it there. Best of luck heading into week 5, my friends. Get on over to scoutfantasy.com. Please join us for the remainder of the season. It's only $12. Good Lord. We've got tons of great content from myself as well as a ton of other great experts over there. I got to say, I'm really loving being part of the Scout Army. They've got a lot of dedicated guys who are providing very unique content that's driven by winners contest, be they season-long contest or be they daily contest. They have both type of experts there giving their unique individual opinions and not some sort of consensus, which I really love about the Scout Army. So please get on over to scoutfantasy.com. Use that promo code BFD16 at checkout for those 3 free months. And join us next week right back here for the BFD Fantasy Football Show next Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, my friends.
Comes and you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds and pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue the night, come on, tell us brain. That's how we do it, you gotta do it. And you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we did. Sometimes. Welcome to my